CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh, the humidity was not dehumidized. Is that a word? Have you started?
Yeah.
I was talking about the humidity all day because the weather didn't change and accidentally said, turn on your humidifier instead of dehumidifier.
Problem is, Ari, it's already humid enough. Because it's humid out there. You want to dehumidify.
I thought you just said human enough. I was like, who are you trying to dehumanize? That's weird.
What did happen on today's show? Because I've already rubbed the whiteboard out and I threw out my run sheet as well.
Oh, no. What happened?
We spoke to the lasses who were putting on the production of We Will Rock You at the Parramatta Arts Centre.
Yep, that was pretty cool. Oh my God. Actually, you need to listen because there's a pretty funny song that we created today.
Oh,
and the only way you can listen to it is by listening to the whole entire show because we're not going to tell you when it is.
No. So I look forward to that.
That was actually hilarious. That did make my day. Not as funny as yesterday, but I think it's funnier.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I think it's funnier.
Yeah, that'll get it unlocked.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Good morning.
You know what I did, Ari? I did buy the decibel reader to measure.
Oh, my God, did you?
It's coming in the mail, though. We've got to wait a couple of days.
Oh, what?
Because we want to measure the sound levels of my burps and put them up against the world record, which is 112 decibels.
If you want to test out how loud your burps are, too, like, we can take bookings. Just give us a buzz. We'll book you in. Yeah. Once this thing arrives.
Surely we can give him a Creole or something as a prize.
Yeah, look, mate, you've drunk most of the Creoles. I don't think we have many left. If Creole are listening, send us more.
Yeah, we needed to give it to the most burpy people.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yeah, I hope you did the census yesterday, otherwise massive fines are coming your way.
Ooh, yeah, I did it yesterday morning during brekkie.
Apparently the fines increase per day.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
Every day you don't do it. But Sportsbet are predicting, actually, that, they reckon that more than 44,000 people in Australia are going to pick Jedi as their religion.
To be honest, I didn't even read the questions very well. I was just like, nah.
Well, the thing is, Jedi wasn't an option. You have to actually write that in, I think, don't you? I didn't see Jedi in there. Because I know that that's a common joke, is like, all these people put Jedi as their religion.
I honestly have never heard that in my life.
Haven't you?
Nah.
Well, they do. Sportsbet reckon possibly over 44,000 this time might do it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Nah, what do you put?
I just put no religion. I would put agnostic if it had that, because I'm a coward, so I'm also not an atheist. But it didn't have that, so I just put no religion. I was christened.
You were christened?
Yeah.
Oh, snap, same.
My mum did. I think my mum's belief is better christen them in case.
CFM.
On Facebook at CFM Tasmania. We want to know, do you prefer the remake or the original?
Yeah, for example, Karate Kid, okay? I actually thought the original was the one that came out in 2010.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm that person.
So you didn't know there was a remake?
No, I honestly thought that was Karate Kid.
Well, can I just say I also didn't know there was a remake.
You didn't know either?
Yeah, but I know the original.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know about this new one.
Yep, gotcha. So the original one came out in 1984. The remake was made in 2010. I had to then, my partner sat me down and was like, look, we got some serious issues.
Yeah,
it was, we need to talk. You need to watch the original Karate Kid. We got so heavily invested, though. I know you know this.
Yeah.
But we got so heavily invested in that. And then we watched Cobra Kai because that came out on Netflix.
Okay.
On that note, the new season of Cobra Kai comes out this December.
Don't know what that is, but can I ask?
How do you not know what Cobra Kai is?
I'm just a civilian. But does the new Karate Kid have the saying wax on, wax off in it?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Okay,
it's literally a complete remake. Cobra Kai is, you know, the bad group of Karate Kids, you know, the bullies.
Oh, the bullies.
They go to Cobra Kai.
Oh, so it's like a spin-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
so. But you realise that they're not the bad ones.
Oh, in the end, it's a twist.
Mm.
Twist.
Like, oh, it's like, wow, was like, you know, Daniel actually good or bad? Don't know.
Some of these remakes seem... I mean, was it necessary to remake Karate Kid? It was pretty good. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Why did they remake that? That was perfect.
Oh, yeah, true. The Jungle Book, that was remade
as well.
No
need. Alice in Wonderland. Sometimes it's like for a quick buck because it's like, oh, we don't have to think of an idea and we know people will turn up.
Actually, I do kind of like the new Disney movies that have been remade.
Like which
but
one?
But I like to watch both.
Which one?
Like all of them are being remade. Like The Lion King was done that long ago.
See, they already attained perfection.
Yeah. They've gone from cartoon to like realistic.
Oh.
You know?
Shame.
Trivia Troll.
It is time for Trivia Troll to really wake you up this Wednesday. We're giving a prize away at the end of the week. A $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. How do you get in it? Well, you got to answer Adam's trivia question for today and you go on the draw to win.
Yeah, I've got one for you today. Give me a call. And Ari, sorry.
Yeah, I'm
give
here
us,
too, thanks.
Give us both a call at 1-300-655-922 if you can answer this question. The Launceston Aquatic Centre, they want to rename it, or there's a push to rename it.
Mm.
Who do they want to name it after?
You and I?
No, that's Splash Devonport. They're going to name that after us. No, I'm talking about the Launceston Aquatic Centre, not Splash Devonport, aka Adam and Ari's Splash Devonport.
Yeah, we've renamed that one.
Trivia Troll.
1-300-655-922. We've got Jacob on the line to play a bit of Trivia Troll. Jacob, the question is, who do they want to name the Launceston Aquatic Centre after?
Is it Ariana Titmus?
It is, Jacob.
Congratulations. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
11th of August today, Ari. Let's have a look at it. It was on this day in 1966 that John Lennon of the Beatles had to hold a press conference in America to apologise for saying that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus.
No, but I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong and now it's all this.
Didn't know that happened.
Oh, really? The Beatles were bigger than Jesus. It was a big controversy at the time in America especially. They got mad at him. Some people were saying they shouldn't let him into the country anymore and stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
And other people were saying they shouldn't let him into the country because their hair was too long. But those were the times.
That styles in again.
Yeah. In 1984, president at the time of the USA, Ronald Reagan, was testing a microphone and he tested it by saying he was outlawing Russia and he was going to begin bombing in 5 minutes as a joke.
But, it's not a very funny joke.
It was picked up by live TV cameras and microphones and heard by millions worldwide.
I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
It was the joke heard around the world, the one by President Reagan about bombing the Soviet Union, and it resulted in a Soviet red alert, and it became a campaign issue in this country.
Obviously, the Cold War was very big at the time, so...
That's so bad.
Tensions were already high.
That's
between...
That's sort of a joke that you'd probably make behind the mic, and I'm like, you can't say that.
Oh, me specifically.
You make really inappropriate jokes behind the mic.
You've got no way to prove that.
If I could turn the mics on, I would.
In 1985, Lorna Pedersen, and we've been talking about world records recently this week, she threw a rolling pin weighing 907 grams, a record 33 metres in Western Australia at something called the Tom Price Nameless Festival. So good on her.
Never
proud of her.
Heard of that festival.
Yeah, but it's obviously the kind of festival where you throw rolling pins or something.
Yeah.
On this day in 2008, the Airbnb website was launched.
Oh, wow. 2008.
Mm. Cool. Seems like...
Seems like not that long ago, but...
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. That's how old we truly are. And on this day in 2016, a Greenland shark was declared the oldest vertebrate animal in the world. It was 392 years old.
Ooh, I honestly thought you were going to have a Jaws fact for me.
Sorry.
Hit music. Music.
I don't want to say I'm angry, but I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, we forgot to do Today in History in Ari's life.
Yeah, I don't know.
Today in history, thing that happened.
In Ari's life.
Yeah. You probably don't care, but it is a little bit funny. So 12 years ago, on this day, August 11th, we had our sports day at school. And to be a little bit sneaky, we actually went to the art room and maybe borrowed and never returned lots of paint and decided that our year level would have a massive paint fight during sports day.
Wow.
We were never allowed in the art room ever again.
That sounds messy. I hope you had your smock.
We did not have our smock on. All our uniforms were just absolutely covered in paint.
Did you have to throw them out or what? That is just permanent paint?
No, I had handprints on my pretty much everywhere. And
she was pointing at her chest when she said that, just so you know.
They actually never came out, so every sports lesson or PE lesson after that, I just rocked the handprints.
Oh, really? On the chest area?
Yeah, I probably still have that T-shirt too.
Who put the hands on the chest area with the paint?
Oh, my friends.
Yeah, right.
It was just the thing to do back at school, you know.
That's perverse.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We've got a public service announcement to make, and we thought we'd make it through song.
Every woman, yeah, check your boobies, yeah, every woman, because the Breastscreen bus is back in Burnie,
and it's free.
Breastscreen bus is back in Burnie,
and it's free.
Yeah, your motherfucker gotta check your boobies, cause you gotta check them, cause you could be happy, but you could be got sick if all you gotta check them. It's totally free, so why don't you just check the boobies?
Boobies. Yeah.
Ari, you've brought snacks into the studio, haven't you?
I love a sneaky snack. Don't tell boss man, we're not supposed to have food in the studio.
Highly forbidden. You've brought scroggin in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That scroggin.
What's scroggin?
That scroggin could potentially like make its way into the cracks of the desk.
It doesn't say that anywhere. It says berry, nut and seed mix. You're not allergic to nuts, are you?
No, I love them.
Okay.
Love nuts. Love Pearl Jam. Love nuts.
Yep.
Scroggin, big fan.
Help Star 4.
All right, now, Ari, you've got a dog.
Yeah, we've gone through this almost every day.
Yes, I have a dog. Santiago?
Yeah, I'm just not even going to respond to that anymore.
Santi? Do you sleep with Santi in the bed?
Sometimes. I do, yeah, I do, most times. We do, I should say. Three of us are in the bed.
Okay, the whole family.
We have a king bed and she still takes up most of it. I don't even know how
classic
that works.
No, dogs do that every time.
Like, just sleep the same way we're sleeping, you know?
And then you get up.
Go with the flow. No, don't go across.
Then you get up to go to the toilet or something and they get in the warm spot where you were. Steal
I know,
spot.
Every time.
Now, there's some smart people, you could scientists or whatever they're called, they reckon, some of them reckon that you shouldn't. It can disturb your sleep. But there's new conflicting evidence here that it can help you sleep, and it can be, in fact, easier to sleep with a dog than a human partner. And, in fact, chronic pain sufferers could sleep better with a dog in the bed.
That's pretty good dog news. So, Santi's been in the bed with me because Dylan's been up late studying, so it's good to have that extra warmth. And then I get up so early to come hang out with you, and then Santi keeps Dylan warm. So I think it is much easier to sleep with her in the bed if he's not there. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, one of these days you've got to bring him in here to the studio. We can do dog news with Santi.
Dylan or Santi?
Both, just bring the old
Santiago's fan. Santiago's a girl, so.
Her, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
But apparently, a study back in 2017 by an Australian researcher in central Queensland showed that humans are far more likely to be awakened by another human partner during the night than by the dog, with nearly 70% of participants regularly awakened in the night when given the option of sharing the bed with your partner or a dog. Your best bet is apparently snug it up with your four-legged friend. No, I just, what do you reckon?
I absolutely love it. I think sleeping with your dog is just, it's just so many cuddles.
And it sticks it to all those scientists that previously said it was bad. It's good.
I mean, it's probably not, like, training-wise, probably isn't good for your dog.
It's not good for the dog, but it's good for us. That's all that counts.
Song snags.
How does it work?
Alrighty, song snags. Pretty simple. We've been playing it all week. It is when we pretty much scratch the CD up on purpose just for you. So you can guess what song it is. And if you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on Westella. And it is Wednesday today, which means today you can go there from 3 till 4 and get 25% off your waffles.
Wednesday waffle special.
And a free cookie with your coffee.
That's Ari's favourite bit.
Love it.
All right. Today's snagged song, if you know what it is, 1-300-655-922. Badly snagged.
It is badly snagged. To be honest, I know the song, but I actually have no idea what it's
Oh, there you go. See, Ari wouldn't get it.
I never get it.
Song, 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 snag.
1-300-655-922. Sheena's on to play Song Snag. What do you think it is, Sheena?
Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Congratulations! We'll chuck you in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella.
Awesome, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sheena. Hit music. Music. Now, yesterday we found out the news that Windows and Westella made quite a substantial donation to Coins for Kids.
I am still so thankful, so grateful. $3,353.
Good work. Very good work, isn't it?
To support young people on our very own northwest coast that have been impacted by cancer. It will all be donated to Cancer Council Tasmania. Sarah Hurst from Cancer Council will be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, so after we heard that yesterday, we wanted to place a call to thank him personally, so we called up Tash at Windows on Westella, did we not?
Yeah, we did, actually.
Welcome to Tasmanian Pickled Onions, the home of Blue Banner Pickled Onions. Thank you for your call.
Is that
call.
Nathan?
Yeah.
If your call is relating to manufacturing operations, please press 1. If your call is relating to accounts and administration, please press 2. Or if your
is
call
this the
is
right number?
At Windows on Westella Cafe, please press 3.
Option 2, ready to chat when you are.
But he just option, said press 3
I know,
for
but
Windows.
This says option 2.
Okay.
Good afternoon, it's Andrew Wilson speaking.
Hello, Andrew. It's Ariel and Adam from CFM. How are you going?
Look, absolutely fantastic yourself.
Good, thank you.
You'd like the lovely Natasha?
Yeah, thanks.
Please.
She's very nervous. She's sweating bullets, but she's all yours.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
I'll put her on the phone for you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Hello, Natasha speaking.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you. So pretty much we just, no need to be nervous.
Are you nervous? Okay? Don't be nervous.
I am.
No need to be nervous. Why are you nervous?
I don't know. It's just the idea of it all, I think.
So pretty much we've given you a call to say thank you so much for the donation to Coins for Kids. $3,353 is massive.
It is, yeah. We are very grateful for the opportunity to donate such a large sum to a local charity, you know, a very worthwhile cause.
Yeah.
You know, supporting kids with cancer.
Mm. And Tash, even the staff there were donating their tips. That's extra awesome.
Yeah. So we've got the support, like, from our customers, plus the support from our staff throwing in the tips from the month. So
That's incredible.
Pretty happy with it.
And
Thank you so much.
Also love the fact that you get a free bicky with your coffee.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll give you a couple if you ask for it.
Oh, look out.
I've never asked for an extra free bicky.
Hey, use your manners. Play your cards right.
I'm also a VIP. I know that in the booking system I'm down as a VIP, so maybe
You've got a little star next to your name.
Oh, look at it. Can I please have a star as well, Natasha?
Have you gone
of
to
course,
Windows?
I can. I can do that for you.
I will go there for the Wednesday waffle special.
Yeah.
You should.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey.
Good morning.
9 minutes past eight. What did we find out this morning? The Bernie 10's coming back.
Yeah, the Bernie 10. Bring it on. And you mentioned you wanted to call your papa.
Yeah, my dad often does the Bernie 10, so let's get
Dada
him on the line.
Davison.
See if he's doing it this year. Maybe we should do it. He could help us.
I think we should.
Yeah.
We wouldn't make it very far, but we should do it. Last time you did a fitness challenge, you chucked. So
I did.
Could be entertaining. I mean, it could be me chucking this time.
Mm. As long as someone chucks, it's good content. Let's call Dad, see if he's doing the Bernie 10.
All right. He's not going to answer. Did you text him?
Might be on the golf course.
Hello?
Yeah, Dad, it's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey, Dada Davison.
G'day, how are you? You're on my watch. So,
Oh, he's talking on his little watch. He's got an eye watch because he's a boomer.
I love it.
Sorry if the reception's not too good.
No, you sound fine.
And I haven't been listening this morning, so I don't know what's going on because I'm about to go to golf.
That's disappointing.
I don't want to say I'm angry, but I'm definitely disappointed.
Sorry, but yeah, Wednesday's golf day.
Actually, Adam did say you might be on the golf course.
I did. All I can say is I'm pretty sure Mum's been listening, so I don't know.
well, she won't be now.
Stop stirring the pot.
Okay, so we're calling you because we found out today the Bernie 10's on the way.
Oh, yeah. No, not doing it.
You're not doing it.
We might do it.
I've gone beyond. I'm a bit of a snob now. I've gone beyond the 10K.
Oh, too good for it.
You've gone point to pinnacle, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and look, I do 10K for breakfast.
Oh, look out. We do radio for breakfast, but, you know.
It's no challenge anymore.
Oh, look out.
The reason being is I train for the longer distances, so I'll only be doing a really slow time, and I hate doing that, which, you know, I'm an old fella, so a bit of slow time, but anyway, but... because I train for the 21, because I'll be doing the point to pinnacle.
You are doing point to pinnacle.
How far is that the Burt Burns? I'm not doing it just for the sake of getting into my Winnebago.
It's in October.
I can drop it and see.
Yeah, you can do it with us. How about you give us our training plan, because we're going to have to do it.
Yeah, we need to know how to do it. We're novices. How do you train for such a thing? Also, there's a virtual event, is there not?
Yeah, there is a virtual one.
Oh, right. Yeah, can do that for you. Yeah, look, put on a pair of training shoes, open the door, get outside and start moving.
That's how it's done. Yeah, don't know.
I missed the open of the door. That's what I missed. So, yeah. I had the training shoes, didn't quite make it out the door.
And you'll find it much easier if you unlock the door first.
Yeah.
So it's just a bit of practice and you'll get there.
All right.
You put one foot in front of the other and repeat.
Yeah. Right. Sounds pretty.
And you do that for 10K. But, yeah.
All right, Dad. Okay.
If you haven't done any running, if you haven't done any running, only do a couple of Ks to start with and do it gently, because you don't want to, if you do a hamstring or something, that's the end of it. You won't be going any further.
It'd be good content.
So it's very easy to put your body under stress.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the advice, Dad. We've got to go because we've got to check in with the street team, and your iPhone's getting a bit dodgy, I think. Your iWatch.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Bidding you free stuff.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
Alrighty, Adam, we're going to cross over to pretty much our new street team member, Making Dreams for Delilah, who's our new street team, and Renna is also with her too. Where you guys at?
Hiya guys, good morning. What a dreary Wednesday it is here in Devonport, but don't let that stop you from coming down to see me, Delilah, and Renna, your CFM street team, at Palmer's Plumbing in East Devonport. To give away today, we have Tipsy Koala Hand Sanitizer from Dinky Co, Olaf Rocking Tins, and Cripps Master Loaf Baking Bread since 1878. So come and see me here at Palmer's Plumbing in East Devonport for the next 15 minutes to score all the best free goodies on the coast. This is your street team, Delilah and Renna, in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Devonport.
Beating you, freestyle! Happy Wednesday!
Thanks, guys. Over on the east side, go find them for the freebies. And Takeesh, where are you at?
Good morning, Adam. Good morning, Ari. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at the entrance to the Lion Park in Penguin, where the train tracks cross the main road for Tazrail for Rail Safety Week. On board, I've got our CFM Friends and Benefits key stuff. I've got free coffee vouchers thanks to McCafe, toy trains and stickers thanks to Tazrail for Rail Safety Week, and flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk. I've also got fresh donuts thanks to Vito's Donuts, and fresh bread thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. So come and see me. I'm on the main road in Penguin where the train tracks cross the road near Lions Park for Tazrail in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Okay, go find it.
I want a donut.
Yeah, don't take all the donuts. We want some. Save us donuts, Takeesh.
Word sandwich.
More.
Your words for today are perfect and stick.
Perfect and stick.
There's the buns. What goes in between?
What's the meat?
What was it again?
Perfect and stick.
Perfect and stick.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We got Christy on the line to play word sandwich. Thea, give it to her.
Your words for today are perfect and stick.
All right, Christy, what are we thinking?
Is it match?
The word for my sandwich is match. Perfect match. Match stick.
Nice one, Christy.
Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at House of Amber's Cafe. And to be honest, I probably wouldn't have picked that.
Yeah, you beat Ari as well, Christy.
Oh, did I? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she didn't know it.
Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw
Thank
for that
you.
One.
Every day I'm
shuffling. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM.
It is indeed 8 minutes to nine. So yesterday, Ari, we caught up with some of the girls from St. Brendan Shaw College who are putting on this We Will Rock You
concert. Starts tomorrow.
Mm. And tickets are selling fast. You can get tickets at parentappleartscentre.com.au. A couple of them are already sold out, so get in there.
Yeah.
And it
wonder
sounds...
if we'll be able to get seats. We are VIP.
I hope so. But tickets are selling fast, so head to the website, or, of course, you can go down to the Parramatta Arts Centre and get the tickets.
Yep, and if you want more information as well on our website, we've got some information there too.
Absolutely, and we caught up with them yesterday to see what it was all about.
So I just want to say who you are and what you play.
Hi, I'm Cassandra Withers, and I play, like, Teen Queen, Bohemian, Super Yuppie.
Ooh, multiple roles.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Felicity Purton. I play Teen Queen number 3, so I'm in green. I am a bohemian called Tina Turner and a super yuppie.
Cool.
Hi, I only play one role. I'm Killer Queen, basically the villain of the whole show. Let's go.
What's your name?
Oh, also, my name's Anisha Luton. There you go.
Hi, I'm Sophie, and I play Khashoggi, and I am the evil henchman.
All right. Cool. And what can we expect if, you know, someone wanted to go, but they have no idea what it's about?
You can expect us to rock you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Expect to be rocked.
So yes. Some of your favourite Queen songs, like Another One Bites the Dust,
Having a Fall.
Yeah, Fat Bottom Girls.
You guys sing and dance and act.
Yes.
So yeah. Triple threats, yeah. Adam.
Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to know?
If any of us fall over, it's probably on purpose.
Yeah. It's
always on purpose.
Part of the story.
It's always on purpose. Yeah.
How long have you guys been working on it?
Since last year, because we had that one whole day.
December. Yeah.
One whole day last year. When we started the process, and then we started rehearsing over the holidays, like by ourselves. And then when school started, we had our classes, and then we had production, and then we had workshops and like full day rehearsals. And then recently for school holidays, we had one whole week aside from Saturday and Sunday. Of just rehearsing.
Full day.
Yeah. Like, what time are we talking?
9 till 3:30-ish.
Woo! Yeah. And you guys didn't lose your voice?
No.
Surprisingly,
we did tons of warm-ups. Lots of water.
That's the secret to everything. Water.
That's the key, Adam, our show. Okay. Got to do warm-ups.
Right?
And I heard along the grapevine you like to do, like, accents and voices.
Yes.
Can I get your funniest one?
Oh, I don't have a funniest one. She does.
Come on.
But I don't do it in the show, but...
Hello, how are you two doing?
But it's got nothing to do with the show.
But it's still cool.
For some reason, there's this one line that I say, but I can't say it properly anymore. It's, somebody to love you. Yeah, right. Yeah. I can't say it normally.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right,
mate.
Yeah, kind of adopt a British and Australian slang. Like, I say, get a bachelor life. Like, we're really... emphasizing like the lyrics and the sentences that we have to say to really get that audience engaged.
Yeah.
And you guys know all your lines and lyrics off by heart now?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
Mostly?
Yes. Possibly.
Mostly.
I hope.
Yes, we do. Don't worry.
And do you get super nervous, like when you're standing behind, the curtain's closed, it's about to open, do you have like a flood of nerves?
A little bit of nerves, but we also know that we can't see anything past the lights.
Yeah.
And while I've like done this for, this is my third one, I was in St. Brendan's like Oliver and now Chicago, I was Velma, if anybody remembers that show, and now here we are, my last one.
Main character, let's go.
Let's go again.
Get ready to get rocked.
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So there's the show.
How funny though was our song?
It's good, wasn't it?
It was good. Did love it. Absolutely loved it. That was a bit of a 6 a.m. Production.
It was the clean version radio edit as well. It was actually between 7 and 7:30. But
still early for us. We got a funny comment on Facebook too. Thank you so much. Where'd that go? Do you have it?
Which was what?
Ari, how are you so full of energy at 7 a.m.? Your laugh is so contagious. Thank you.
It's too much in the morning, didn't they?
We don't need to read that, though.
See you tomorrow.